يلتهبك الجمعة قلبي واقرا لك يا المهد ندبة أبي رضوى أم سواها أنت يا أغلى الأحبة أنت يا أغلى الأحبة وتدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة تدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لولاية أمير المؤمنين وصلى الله على أشرف الخلق وعز المرسلين سيد الخلائق أجمعين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سفن النجاة وعين الحياة من طهرهم الله بنص كتابه المبين وجعل اللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صلى على محمد وآل محمد We spoke in the last few weeks about how Imam al-Askari alayhi salam prepared the Shia to believe in an Imam that they cannot see, and then we gave five reasons behind the occultation of our Imam Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Then last week we spoke about the title of the Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, and we gave four proofs for the existence of the Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And then we spoke about the long age of the Imam. So inshallah we will continue in this series of lectures about Imam al-Mahdi that is connected to each other. So one of the good ways to memorize or to summarize the lectures is to put them in point forms, like I mentioned in the beginning tonight. Put points for every lecture. What did we study? At the end of the series, you'll have a summary about the topic of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu al-Sharif. The title of tonight's discussion is Imam al-Mahdi in the Quran. As an introduction, it is important to know that everything is mentioned in the Quran. Everything that exists or everything that will exist is mentioned in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in chapter 16, verse 89, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ And we have revealed the book, the Quran, to you, explaining clearly everything. Allah explained everything to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and then this knowledge was delivered to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam after the martyrdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It is limited to them, the complete alayhi salam, the complete understanding and the complete explanation of the Quran is limited to Rasulullah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Why? Because they are the only people who can hold this knowledge. It is not easy to understand the reality of the knowledge. That's why we have different levels of people. Every person, he's got a certain level, a certain stage. He can handle a certain level of knowledge. So only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were able to handle the complete knowledge of the Quran. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said in another verse, chapter 3, verse 7, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah wal-rasikhuna fil ilm. But none knows its interpretation, a complete interpretation of the Quran, except Allah and those who are firmly rooted in knowledge, ar-rasikhuna fil ilm. And we have a lot of narrations, or if not a lot of narrations, some narrations mentioning that ar-rasikhuna fil ilm are none other than Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now, for those who believe in the idea of Imam al-Mahdi, for those who believe in the concept of Imam al-Mahdi, they must also believe that Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, is mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because if they don't believe in this, they will contradict the saying of Allah azza wa jalla. Whether you are a follower of the Ahlul Bayt school of thought, or you are following other school of thought. If you believe in the concept of Al-Mahdawiyya and you refuse to believe that the Mahdi or the concept of Al-Mahdawiyya is mentioned in the Quran, then you will be contradicting with the saying of Allah, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now from the ruling, from the rulings that we have about the science of the Quran, one of the rulings is that we can apply the verse, the one verse, on different meanings. And they say we have in the science, they say we have intibaq al-mawrid wa intibaq al-majra. Intibaq al-mawrid and intibaq al-majra. Intibaq al-mawrid is when you mention the main reason behind the revelation of this verse. What was the main reason behind the revelation of this verse? It is called intibaq al-mawrid. Okay? Then we have the second one, intibaq al-majra. It's called intibaq al-majra. Intibaq al-Majra is when you come and apply the verse that came down on a similar incident. So you're not applying this verse on the same meaning that it was revealed on. You're practicing this verse on a similar incident. This is called intibaq al-Majra. Inshallah, it's clean. Intibaq al-Majra and intibaq al-Majra. This introduction is very important before we start the topic of tonight, and you will see why. That's why in the Quran, they say in the Quran it contains sifatul mathaliyya. The Quran, it contains sifatul mathaliyya. Some of the verses of the Quran are similar to the sayings, that we have. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in chapter 29, verse 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And as for these sayings, we set them forth for men. If you look at the sayings, you will find that there was a reason for people to put down the saying. There must be a reason for the people to put down the certain saying. Then those who came after them started to use the same saying on a similar incident. They used the same saying on a similar incident. Let's take, for example, one of the sayings of, in English, we'll take the sayings of Shakespeare. And I use Shakespeare because he added to the English language more phrases and sayings than anyone else. Shakespeare, he added to the English language phrases and sayings more than anyone else. And the English language is not that rich in sayings and phrases like the Arabic language. So one of his sayings is, as cold as stone. He used this saying, as cold, or the phrase, as cold as a stone, in one of his poems referring to a certain incident or a certain thing. Now the people who came after him, they used this saying to describe a similar incident or a similar thing. For example, if someone look at this gathering, he might say it is as cold as a stone. Right? Especially when we say the salawat, we will say it is as cold as a stone. Right? It is different than the meaning that Shakespeare used, but there is a similarity here. The Quran is the same from this side. The verse that was revealed down, we can use it on a similar incident that will happen in the future. I'll give you an example to make the idea, inshallah, easier. And it is, inshallah, clearer. I'll make it clearer. Allah Azza wa Jal said, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 23. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Imam Ali عليه السلام was asked about this verse. He said it came down referring to Ubayd ibn al-Harith ibn al-Muttalib, who was killed in Badr. And it also referred to Al-Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Then the Imam said, أَمَّا الَّذِي يَنْتَظِرْ فَهُوَ أَنَا. The one who is waiting to be killed in the way of, in the path of Allah, is myself, the Imam. So that is the reason behind the revelation of this verse. But we see that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he used this verse after Qais al-Saydawi was killed, or after the martyrdom of Muslim ibn Awsaja, the Imam applied this verse on his companions. And all Muslims agree on this, that we can use the verse on a similar incident. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not as cold as stone, huh? As cold as ice now. So we have a lot of verses that refer to Imam al-Mahdi. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. But tonight I'm not going to mention all of them. I'll mention only two verses that refer to Imam al-Mahdi, and we'll see how it does it refer to Imam al-Mahdi. And I'll try to get the verses that all school of thoughts agree on, that they refer in a certain way to the Imam. The first verse, and by the way, last week we spoke about one of the verses. We spoke about the first verse, بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَكُ. And we spoke about this verse, and we saw how it referred to Imam al-Mahdi. Now, tonight, the first verse of tonight is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 9, verse 33. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلَّهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. He it is who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, that he might cause it to win over all religion. To make it, he might cause it to win over all religions. Now the Quran put down the main reason behind sending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the main reason? Al-Izhar. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. What is the meaning of Izhar? Al-Izhar. We have at least two meanings for Al-Izhar in Arabic. The first meaning of Al-Izhar in Arabic is to make it known. After it was hidden, to make it known, to make it available for everyone. That's the first meaning of Al-Izhar. The second meaning of Al-Izhar is to make it win over all religions. To make it win. Al-Izhar بمعنى الغلبة. To make it win. And we find that Al-Quran, when he used the word Al-Izhar, most of the time, if not all, it came with the second meaning, the meaning of making the religion or the Prophet win over all other religions. For example, we find in chapter 61, verse 14. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَآمَنْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَآمَنَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَتْ طَائِفَةٌ فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. So a party of the children of Israel, the children of Israel referring to the children of Jacob in general, they refer themselves, or they link themselves back to Prophet Yaqub, who was called Israel, one of his names. So a party of the children of Israel believed, and another party disbelieved. There was two parties. One of them believed in Allah and followed the orders of God, and another one disbelieved. Then we aided those who believed. We supported them against their enemy, and they became uppermost, or they became the winners of their enemy. So the word al-Izhar here, ظاهرين, in the verse, it came with the meaning of what? With the meaning of becoming the uppermost on the enemy, as it is translated in the Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Al-Izhar, in this verse, it referred to the physical power and control of Islam. It referred to the physical power and the control of Islam. And this will never happen. The power of Islam and the control of Islam can never happen without establishing an Islamic government. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. It doesn't mean that Islam will become more powerful in proofs and evidence than other religions, because this thing is already existed, and we know that Islam is more powerful in proofs and evidence than all other religions. The meaning of لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلَّهِ is to make it win over all other religions. And the word الدين here, it doesn't refer to the religion in the way that we understand it. The religion as the faith that we follow, or the worshipping that we do. الدين here means المصدر, the ideologies. So Allah is saying لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلَّهِ. He is saying that today we have some ideologies that are controlling the world, from the capitalism to the ego of Zionism. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلَّهِ means that Allah will make this religion, the religion of Islam, He will make it a government that controls the whole world. And the establishment of this government is not beside other governments. What we believe in that after the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, عَجَّلَ ta'ala فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلَّ Allah will make the religion win over all other ideologies, not by only establishing an Islamic government, and that's it, no. By making on earth one government, which is the government of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And that's what all the Muslims believe in. That only during the time of Imam al-Mahdi, عَجَلَ ta'ala فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ will achieve this. Only during the time of Imam al-Mahdi will achieve one Islamic government that is controlling the entire world. Whether you are a follower of the Ahlul Bayt or you're following another religion. Then after the Imam, عَجَلَ ta'ala فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ established his government, the religion will win over all other ideologies, and people will find justice. People, they will find justice after the Imam established his government. Allah, when He spoke, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He spoke about sending the prophets, salawatullahi alayhim, He said in chapter 57, verse 25, He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Certainly we sent our messengers with clear arguments. Allah sent His messengers, His prophets, with a clear argument, and sent down with them the book. With every prophet He sent a book, and the balance that men may stand for in justice. So the reason behind sending the prophets alayhi salam was to establish justice in this earth. And we read in the hadith that is known about for Imam al-Mahdi, لِيَمْلَأَ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا بَعْدَ أَنْ مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. He will fill the earth with equity and justice after it was full of corruption. The same reason that Allah sent the prophets for, to establish justice, and the Imam will be sent to establish justice on earth. The hadith didn't say لِيَمْلَأَ الْأَرْضَ إِمَامًا وَتَوْحِيدًا, for example. It didn't say that the Imam will make the entire world become believers. This is one of the mistakes that a lot of people have. They think that after the reappearance of the Imam, everyone will become a believer, or everyone will become an infallible. That's not correct. The meaning of having justice and justice around the world is in the government, that there will be a just government and a just leader. But with the communities, no, not everyone will be a believer. Allah will still be testing people. You will find that you have believers, you have non-believers, you have hypocrites, and so on. Even during the time of the Imam, Ajallah ta'ala forever sharif. But the only difference is that now the believers are oppressed. But after the reappearance of the Imam and the establishment of his government, the power will be in the hands of the believers. And those who follow misguided ideologies, they will not have the power to raise and stand in front of the believers. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. عن أبي بصير قال قال أبو عبد الله عليه السلام الإمام الصادق عليه السلام said في قول الله عز وجل in the saying of Allah بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون فقال the Imam said والله ما نزل تأويلها بعد The interpretation of this verse or the reason behind this verse did not happen yet. ولا ينزل تأويلها حتى يخرج القائم عليه السلام عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. And it will not happen, the reason behind it will not happen until Imam al-Mahdi عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف reappears. So this verse that we are speaking about, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله, it is from the news of the unseen. Same as Allah mentioned some verses about the unseen, like for example, غلبت الروم, he was speaking about the war or the battle between the Romans and the... Here the same Allah used this verse as a news from the unseen. He's saying that one day this religion will become the most powerful religion and one day this religion will win over all ideologies. It didn't happen yet. So our first verse, this first verse that we mentioned is directly speaking about Imam al-Mahdi. Even for those who don't follow the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, we ask them, who does it refer to? Who does this verse refer to? Does it refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Okay, the Prophet he was killed, and until now the religion did not win over all other religions. Look at Islam nowadays, mashallah. Where is Islam? Where are the Muslims? What are they controlling? Nothing. So who is the person who will achieve the victory for religion? We all believe that it is Imam al-Mahdi. And you have to accept this idea. And from the same verse, the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in the verse, هو الذي أرسل رسوله. From this, we can understand a very important point. We are saying that this verse is speaking about Imam al-Mahdi, but it started with the name of who? With the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's a very important point here, and it needs a series of lectures to speak and explain the meaning that I will mention very quickly. The mentioning of Rasulullah in the beginning of the verse and the verse itself that is referring to Imam al-Mahdi shows that the light of the infallibles is one. The light of the infallibles is one. The first of them is Rasulullah Muhammad, and the last of them is Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now, such an information is bara salawat. So, inshallah, maybe in the future, We'll explain more about this point that I mentioned. And we'll speak about the philosophy of the light of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So that's the first verse. The second verse for tonight is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, chapter 24, verse 55. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. الله Azza wa Jal, Allah has promised to those of you who believe and do good. Allah has promised those who believe and they do good that He will most certainly make them rulers in the earth. Or on the earth. Whatever one chooses. Choose whatever one you want. As He made rulers those before them. And that He will most certainly establish for them the religion which He has chosen for them. And that He will most certainly, after their fear, give them security in exchange. Until He says, and whoever disbelieves after this, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. This verse is promising those who believe and do good to become the rulers in the earth. And again I mentioned that we do not believe that all people will become believers after the reappearance of the Imam. This verse is speaking about the leader of the nation, not about the nation itself. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. He will certainly make them rulers in the earth as He made rulers those before them. Allah is saying, we understand from this verse, that Allah made rulers in the earth before Imam al-Mahdi. Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Right? Then what is so special about Imam al-Mahdi? If there was some rulers before, then what is so special about the government of the Imam? We say the concept of ruling and governing, the concept of ruling, it was found before the Imam. But we never, like we had before the Imam some rulers who were believers and they controlled a certain amount of or a certain place or a certain countries. But we do not have one proof that there was a government before Imam al-Mahdi, before the reappearance of the Imam. We will not have a government that ruled the entire world. Until now, we don't have one. We don't have a country, an Islamic country, that is controlling the entire world. And certainly we will not have one that is controlling the entire world until the reappearance of the Imam. So why is the government of Imam al-Mahdi so special? Because it will be one government in the whole world. It is so special because we will have one government that is ruling the entire world with one leader. Not hundreds and 300 leaders that are corrupting the world right now. We'll have one leader who will work to establish justice on earth. They will mention to you the story of Dhul-Qarnayn. Dhul-Qarnayn, or as his other name is Al-Iskandar. Al-Iskandar al-Saleh, they call him. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about him in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna makkanna lahu fil ard, wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa. about Dhulqarnayn. Surely we established him in the land and granted him means of access to everything. Dhulqarnayn, yes, he controlled a lot of countries, if you want to call them countries or places. He controlled a lot of places. But we do not have a proof that he controlled the entire world. Some people who say that he controlled from the east to the west and he controlled all the world, that is not correct. His government was not the only government back then. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, yes, he was successful to establish his Islamic government in Al-Madinah, which was the most peaceful establishing for a government in the entire world. No one established a government like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Even those people in the West who always speak about democracy, they created or they established their government on blood. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he entered to Al-Madinah, he did not raise his sword. People welcomed Rasulullah singing. But with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi did not control the entire world. He had the Islamic nation, Shubh al-Jazeera al-Arabiya, and so on. And he died. When he was on his deathbed, he was still organizing an army to fight the enemy. Jaish al-Usama. Right? So certainly he didn't control the entire world. He was dying and he said, go and fight. He sent certain people to the army of Usama and he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْ جَيْشِ أُسَامَةَ. May Allah curse those who come back from the army of Usama. Right. Now, go search in the books. Who came back from the army of Usama? Some brothers said to me, Don't give people conclusions. Just give them the information and let them conclude themselves. So I'm not going to give you the conclusion, but go and search. I might give you some hints if you want. But go and search in the books who returned from the army of Usama and curse them, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi cursed them. Say, Allahumma al'an man takhallafa an jayshi Usama. May Allah curse those who returned from the army of Usama. So, back to our topic, the concept of having one government that is controlling the entire world did not happen during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and until our day we don't have such a country. And we believe that it will happen during the time of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, al-tamkin liyumakkina lahum fil ard. We find this meaning at-tamkin in the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Prophet Joseph alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal in chapter 12 verse 54, it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ آتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصُهُ لِنَفْسِي. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. And the king says, the king of Egypt, bring him to me, bring Joseph to me. I will choose him for myself. So when he had spoken with him, when he spoke with Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, surely you are in our presence today established and trusted. How is he established? We find the answer in the second verse. The second verse explains all. How is he established? How is he makin? Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. He said, place me in authority. عليكم السلام. Place me in authority over the treasures of the land. Surely I am a good keeper, knowing war. So at Tamkin, والتمكين هي هو meaning again with the meaning of giving the authority to Yusuf عليه السلام. In another verse in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, chapter 22, verse 41. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ from تَمْكِين الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Those who should we establish them in the land, establish them by what? By giving them the authority. By giving them the authority. They will keep up prayer and give the poor rent. Now all the scholars, in this verse they said that at-tamkeen means to give authority. But some of them, when they came to the verse that we are speaking of, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they explained the word at-tamkeen in the verse in a different way. And Allah knows why. Right? I'm not going to give the conclusions again, just for some people. They advise me not to give the conclusions. So I'm not going to give the conclusions. But go search again why some scholars, when they came to this verse that speaks about Imam al-Mahdi, they explained the word at-tamkeen in a different way. But in other verses, in other verses of the Quran, they explain the word at-tamkeen as giving authority to the people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَلَوْمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي الْقَضَى. So this part, we said it referred to Imam al-Mahdi عَجَلَّ تَعَالَى فَرَجُلُ الشَّرِيفِ. And at-tamkeen is by establishing an Islamic government that will rule the entire world. And the leader of this government will be Imam al-Mahdi عَجَلَّ تَعَالَى فَرَجُلُ الشَّرِيفِ. And concentrate how Allah Azza wa Jal says, I will make your religion controlling. He says, لَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ. I will make their religion controlling. And from this verse, we can give an advice for all the believers who are working in politics. And no one can come and say we are against politics, because everyone, they follow their own politics, right? Whether it's internal or external politics, whether it's a religious politics or other politics, everyone, they follow a certain politics. I'll give them an advice that when you want to work for the sake of Allah, not for your personal benefits, not so people can see you. Because people, they will not help you in any way. Wallah. In this life and in the hereafter, even in this life, they might help you from the financial side. Until, as long as they are using you, they will help you from the financial side. But later on, they will leave you. That's why, when you want to work for the sake of Allah, and for the sake of this religion, for the sake of the religion of Islam, the Islam, and always, whether you are working in any field, remember that it is your obligation to keep the flag of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam higher than all other flags. Al-Islam yu'lam wa la yu'la alayhi. It's impossible to accept something that is higher than Islam. And remember this verse, wa la yumakkinanna lahum دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى. Allah will make the Imam عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ will, by making this religion, overcome all other ideologies. Okay. The rest of the verse, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. He will most certainly, after their fear, give them security in exchange. This part of the verse shows that the situation of the believers before the reappearance of the Imam will be hard. They will be in fear. Even those who have power, Alhamdulillah, we have some believers who are powerful. But at the same time, they are still in fear from their enemy. And just take a look at what's happening in the East, and you will see how the believers are being attacked, whether in Bahrain or in other countries. So all of them will be in fear until the Imam Ajallallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif reappear, and then Allah will change this fear and give them the complete power to rule this world, inshaAllah. Then the verse ends by saying, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Al-Kufr is of two parts. We have Kufr i'tiqad and Kufr amal. Kufr al-i'tiqad is when you come and deny, for example, the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is Kufr i'tiqad. And in fiqh, we deal with him as a disbeliever. Or you come and deny one of the obligations of Allah. For example, you come and deny the salah. Because by denying the salah, you are accusing, it is like you're accusing Rasulullah وَلَيْعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ that he is a liar, because he came and said that salah is wajib. And you are saying, no, it's not wajib. So we deal with the person who denied the existence of Allah, or he denied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or a certain obligations in Islam as kafir bil-i'tiqad. He is a disbeliever, a kafir. Then we have kafirun bil-amal. For example, the one who believes in salah, but he doesn't pray. Or the one who believes that Al-Hajj is wajib, Al-Hajj is obligatory, but he doesn't want to go to Al-Hajj. In fiqh, we don't say that he is a disbeliever. We don't deal with him as a disbeliever. We call him kafirun bil-amal, which means that his act is similar to the act of the disbelievers. But in fiqh, we deal with him as a Muslim, right? That's the difference between kafir al-i'tiqad and al-kafir al-amal. Concentrate on this. On this part, to understand, inshallah, the second part. Al-kafir of al-i'tiqad, we believe that he is a disbeliever and we deal with him as a non-Muslim. And al-kafir of al-amal, we believe that his acts are similar to the disbelievers, but in fiqh, we deal with him as a Muslim. Allah Azza wa Jalla, when it comes to the Hajj, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to explain the meaning of al-kufr here. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. If someone denied the Hajj altogether, he denied that the Hajj is an obligation, he is kafir what? اعتقاد. But if he believes that al-Hajj is wajib, is an obligation, but he doesn't want to go and do Hajj, is kafir bil-amal. Kafir amal. His act is similar to the act of the disbelievers. Right? Now the verse, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Al-Kufr in this verse referred to denying the imamah of Imam al-Mahdi Ajallallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. It referred to what? To denying the imamah of Imam al-Mahdi. That's why some scholars, when it came to the verse Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Alladina abdalu ni'matallahi kufra, they said that the blessing that people left and became kuffar, the blessings that people left and became disbelievers, is the wilayah of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wow. So this is a very sensitive and important point about denying the imamah of Imam al-Mahdi or the imamah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And for those who believe in al-Mahdawiyya, they believe in al-Mahdi, but they believe that he is a normal person who will come at the end of time and establish a government. How should we deal with them? How should we look at them? I explained to you before the difference between the kafir al-amal and kafir al-i'tiqad. You use the introduction and you come to the conclusion for those who don't believe in the imama of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah وليا محافظا وقائدا ناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد.